The Alaskan Way Tunnel Project has a new crisis. This time it's a crisis of confidence. Seattle Tunnel Partners says it can complete the viaduct replacement by the spring of 2018. The state's transportation department says it has its doubts. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
Bertha is still in pieces at the foot of the Alaskan Way Viaduct. In front of her is Chris Dixon, the project leader for the Tunnel Partners. He's confident Bertha will restart on November 23rd.
That's our target date at this point in time.
And people will be driving the tunnel in 2018. The other person on this pier is not so confident.
We are disappointed in the delay.
This is Todd Trepanier from the State Transportation Department. He is not saying people will drive the tunnel by the new target date.
You're not hearing confidence from the Washington State Department of Transportation with those milestone dates.
Because the other dates we've been hearing since Bertha went kaput have come and gone. The original plan was for the tunnel to be finished this December. And as for guarantees that there will one day be a tunnel, Todd Trepanier said that wasn't up to the transportation department.
We still do believe that Seattle Tunnel Partners is going to complete this project.
Project leader Chris Dixon asked the public to bear with him.
We're doing things here that haven't been done before. We think it's better to take more time and do it right than to try to do it in a shorter time and run the risk of getting something wrong. All I can tell you is what I believe, what I have confidence in, and it's up to you to decide whether you have that same level of confidence.
Bertha should be reassembled and moving into a testing phase by early this fall. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.